the beginnings of attraction between male and female is not the pleasure that sex offers. A man looks at a woman and he doesn't think, well, we could have a lot of fun together. That's when you're 12. The real attraction between a male and a female is that the male needs to provide. He needs to feel like he's offering, giving, and the female needs to receive, needs to nurture someone in her space, in her presence. It's called nurturing. The attraction of a male to a female, if we're healthy, not Madison Avenue, Hollywood sexuality, the attraction of a male to a female is that the male wants to be the provider and needs someone who is receptive. And the woman is receptive and needs to find someone who could provide. That's the male and female dynamic. Now you read some of these pathetic articles about the attraction of male and female. Scientific explanation is that there's some intuitive instinct that tells you that if you had children together, they are more likely to survive, which is really sad. It's like we're fighting for survival. That's all it's about. That's not very romantic, and it's not true. The attraction of male and female is not for the sake of children. See, if religion said that, everybody would poo-poo it. The only reason to have sex is to have children. But when the scientists say, the only attraction is you think your kids are going to survive. Wow, that's deep. It's not. It's ridiculous. Besides the fact that there is no competition for the survival of the fittest, that whole idea is debunked anyway. So, what really is the attraction of male to female? The need to give is a male instinct. That's what masculine is all about. When you distort that a little bit, it turns out that the male instinct is to take. That's how we assume that the aggressive male wants to get, he wants to take. It's not true. Thank you. There's nothing masculine about taking. In fact, there's nothing human about taking. Animals do that too. So, for example, the expression give and take in a marriage, no take. There's no take in a marriage. Between two human beings, there can't be any taking because that's abuse. You take objects, you don't take a person. You don't take. So the masculine instinct is to give, not to take, not to get, but to give. That is purely masculine. But let's understand what giving means. The desire to give is a response to a need. A quick example. A teacher walks into a classroom and he's got a prepared lesson. He doesn't know who the students are, he doesn't care. He's got a lesson. You want to hear my lesson? Listen. You don't want to hear? Get lost. That's not a giver. He's using the audience or the class for whatever, to express himself or to make a living. He's not responding to them, and therefore what he's offering them is not called giving. You can only give in response to a need. So if a teacher walks into a classroom and he feels the hunger of the student, and he has something to offer, that's a giver. If he doesn't feel the hunger of the student, he's not a teacher. He's just got a job. That's the difference between a real teacher and a guy working for a living. So, here's a very dramatically different definition of male. Male means a person who senses a need. A guy who doesn't sense the need in a woman is not male. he wants something from a woman, that's animal. It's neither male or female. Anybody can want and take. There's nothing gender specific about that. So the definition of a real male man is that he senses a need and has the confidence that he can offer something.